So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Children's Story Hour. I'm Danny, your host for this morning. And today, we are going to be reading books all about Clifford the Big Red Dog. So, in case you don't know who Clifford is, I'm going to read the very first book that explains all about it. This is Clifford the Big Red Dog by Norman Bridwell. I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I have a dog. My dog is a big red dog. Other kids I know have dogs too. Some are big dogs and some are red dogs, but I have the biggest, reddest dog on our street. This is my dog, Clifford. We have fun together. We play games. I throw a stick and he brings it back to me. He makes mistakes sometimes. We play hide and seek. I'm a good hide and seek player. I can find Clifford no matter where he hides. We play camping out, and I don't need a tent. He can do tricks, too. He can sit up and beg. Oh, I know he's not perfect. He has some bad habits. He runs after cars. He catches some of them. He runs after cats, too. We don't go to the zoo anymore. He digs up flowers. Clifford loves to chew shoes. It's not easy to keep Clifford. He eats and drinks a lot. His house was a problem too, but he's a very good watchdog. The bad boys don't come around anymore. One day I gave Clifford a bath, and I combed his hair and took him to the dog show. I'd like to say Clifford won first place, but he didn't. I don't care. You can keep your small dogs. You can keep all your black, white, brown, and spotted dogs. I'll keep Clifford, wouldn't you? Our next book is Clifford Goes to Dog School. I'm Emily Elizabeth. This is my dog, Clifford. Clifford is a very smart dog. He can do tricks. He can beg. He can shake hands. You really should see him play dead. He's good at that. I thought he was perfect, but my aunt didn't agree. She was a dog trainer. She said that no dog was perfect unless he had been to dog school, like her dog Sandy. Clifford was too big for regular dog school, so my aunt said she would train Clifford herself. First, he had to learn to heel. He had to walk next to her on a leash. That leash was a little too short. Auntie got a longer leash for Clifford. That leash was a little too long. Poor Auntie, all twisted up in it. Auntie said we would come back to that lesson. Next, she told Clifford to sit. Clifford is very smart. He sat. Luckily, Clifford didn't sit down really hard. That man wasn't hurt, just surprised. Auntie said that Clifford was pretty good at sitting. Now he needed to learn how to stay. That meant not moving until he was told to move, no matter what happened. She told him to sit and stay. Auntie said she had some good books on dog training that I should see. We went to her house a few blocks away. She had many good books about dogs. I love to read. I guess I was so busy reading, I forgot about Clifford. He was still sitting and staying.
Why are you laying on that?
He knew he had to sit no matter what happened. Sandy moved, but Clifford stayed. Even when a frisbee flew by his nose, he stayed. And Clifford loves to chase frisbees. Even when some dogs and cats played near him, Clifford stayed. But it was hard. Back at Auntie's house, I suddenly remembered Clifford. How could I have forgotten my dog? I ran back to Clifford as fast as I could. I wasn't very careful. I forgot to look both ways when I crossed the street. Clifford saved me. I guess Clifford will never be the best trained dog. But to me, he'll always be the best dog in the world. Our next Norman Bridwell Clifford book is Clifford and the Big Parade. I'm Emily Elizabeth, and Clifford is my dog. We live in a great town. Last year, our town celebrated its birthday with special events and a big parade. Everyone wanted to look the way people did 100 years ago. They dressed up in old-fashioned clothes, and a lot of men grew beards. Clifford and I dressed up, too. Clifford looked good in the fake beard I made for him. He's got a long, pink beard he's wearing. We went to the city park to see the old-fashioned games and contests. One team of old horses in the long pulling contest was having a very hard time. Clifford felt sorry for them. He gave them some help. Clifford wanted to join the bicycle obstacle race. He couldn't ride a bike, so he got in the race as an obstacle. He was a good one. All the boys and girls are driving up their bikes over his back and around his shoulders. Some men were pitching horseshoes. Clifford wanted to try that, too. He made a mistake. Luckily, I stopped him before it was too late. Next, we played volleyball. Clifford was keeping his eyes on the ball, but he forgot about the net. Poor Clifford. Volleyball was not his game. We saw some people getting ready for a pie-eating contest. Now that looked like something Clifford would enjoy. It was. Clifford was the champion pie-eater. Afterward, Clifford tried to lick the pie crumbs off his fake beard. Some birds came to help. The birds liked the beard more than Clifford did. He left it behind and went off to get ready for the big parade. There were bands and floats lining up in front of the school. One float was being decorated with all kinds of flowers. Someone forgot that bees love flowers. Clifford tried to shoo the bees away, but that didn't work. So he took a deep breath and blew those bees out of town. The mayor did something special to thank Clifford for chasing the bees away. He made Clifford the leader of the parade. And he's got on a sash that says Grand Marshal. At last, everything was ready. We were going to march down Main Street and across the town bridge. Suddenly, a man ran up and stopped the parade. There was trouble ahead at the bridge. Clifford and I rushed off as fast as we could. Oh no, the bridge had collapsed. Clifford did some quick thinking. Can you guess what happened then? The big parade went on as planned, but Clifford wasn't in it. He was under it. Clifford's under the bridge, holding it up with his back. Good old Clifford saved the day. It was the best birthday party ever. And next we have a counting book. It is Clifford the Big Red Dog, Don't Wake the Puppies. And my little 3-year-old daughter actually picked this out from the library because it's one of her favorite books. And when I realized it was Clifford, I thought I should share it with you guys, too. And she loves it so much because it has all these little tiny plastic puppies on it that you can touch. So you guys should check this out from the library if you like that kind of thing.
I love it.
10 puppies were taking a nap. Clifford sang a lullaby. And one puppy woke up. 9 puppies were taking a nap. Clifford saw a fly. Swap. And one puppy woke up. 8 puppies napped on. Clifford got a big hug. And one puppy woke up. 7 puppies snoozed. Clifford smelled a hot dog. And one puppy woke up. Six puppies slept. Clifford played statues. And one puppy woke up. Five puppies were still asleep. Clifford greeted Mr. Bleakman.
Now I'm following you.
And one puppy woke up. Four puppies were dreaming. Clifford thought he smelled a bone. Dig, dig. And one puppy woke up. Three puppies napped on the hill.
One, two, three.
Clifford helped Charlie. And one puppy woke up. Two puppies slept on. Clifford got sleepy. Yawn.
Yawn.
And one puppy woke up.
One
puppy was left napping. Clifford fell asleep too.
One puppy was getting up.
And then there were 10 puppies ready to play with Clifford. Hooray! Our next book is Clifford's First Sleepover. Hi, I'm Emily Elizabeth. My dog Clifford and I are going to sleep over at Grandma's tonight. The first time we slept over at Grandma's, Clifford was just a tiny puppy. Mommy and Daddy were going to a party and would not be back until late. Mommy said I could take my doll. Clifford had to stay home. He would be too much trouble for Grandma and Grandpa. I gave Clifford some food and water. Mommy said he'd be all right until they got home. I hated to leave my puppy behind. Mommy and Daddy drove me to Grandma's house. Grandma and Grandpa were glad to see me. So was Laddie, their dog. I had my own room at Grandma's house. I left my doll and suitcase there and ran downstairs. Grandma made tomato sauce for our spaghetti dinner. She had baked a blueberry pie just for me. Before dinner, we had to take old Laddie for a walk. Laddie was glad to get outside. Laddie was a good jumper. Laddie liked to roll in the grass. Laddie loved to fetch sticks. Grandpa had a little treat for Laddie. Laddie gobbled it up. Sometimes Laddie just liked to run. We were getting hungry. It was time to go home and eat spaghetti. We opened the door. What had happened? What an awful mess. These tiny footprints could only be made by one animal. I said, "Naughty puppy, how did you get here?" And there's Clifford hiding under some clothes on the floor. It took us a while to clean up the mess. I had to clean up Clifford, too. We had a good dinner, but it wasn't spaghetti. Guess they had to order a pizza. After dinner, we watched my favorite programs. Grandma called Mommy and Daddy and told them Clifford was safe. She made Clifford a little bed of his own. But Clifford had a better idea. To sleep next to Emily Elizabeth. In the morning, I said goodbye to Grandma and Grandpa. It was a sleepover we would never forget. Now when we sleep at Grandma's, Clifford has his own room too. And he's so big now he sleeps outside on the porch. The end. Our next book is Clifford's Kitten. I'm Emily Elizabeth. This is my dog, Clifford. He is the only pet I ever had. Except one time last year, a kitten came to our house. I think he was lost. Mom said we could keep him until we found his owners. He was so small that Mom said he could sleep in my room. He slept in the basket Clifford had used for a bed when he was a puppy. I think Clifford was a little jealous. That night, Clifford slept as close to me as he could get. Mom said the kitten would have to sleep out next to Clifford until his owners came to get him. He was a playful little kitten. He chased butterflies. Clifford chased butterflies, too. He saw a very big one. He caught it. And he really caught a kite in his mouth and not a butterfly. Dad paid the boy for his kite. Kittens love to play with spools. Clifford had never played with a spool. He found one in the street. Oh my, Clifford was too strong. He sent the spool right through someone's garage. We bought fancy cat foods. The kitten just turned up his nose at them. Thank goodness Clifford isn't a picky eater. I took the kitten for a ride in my doll carriage. I never did that for Clifford. Clifford wanted a ride, too. While I was explaining I couldn't push him, the kitten jumped out of the carriage and started across the street. Clifford was right there. The kitten didn't even say thank you. He just sharpened his claws. Clifford tried to sharpen his claws. Oops, he knocked the pole right over. While Clifford was busy putting the light pole back, a big dog came into our yard and growled at the kitten. He didn't notice Clifford. Clifford's picking him up by the tail. The big dog decided to go back to his house and play. While I was hugging the kitten, a little boy rode up. He said, "Oh, you found my cat. Thank you. I've been looking all over for him." That sure was a cute kitten. I hated to see him go. Oh well, I still have a pretty good dog. The end. So now we're going to do some dog jokes. So, what animal keeps the best time? A watchdog. Why don't dogs make good dancers? Because they have two left feet. What dog loves to take bubble baths? A sham poodle. What type of markets do dogs avoid? Flea markets. And lastly, why do you need a license for a dog and not for a cat? Because cats can't drive. And now, boys and girls, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. Songs on today's show come from the CD Happy Toddler Hits, Volume 3.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Anomie. mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave.
Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him
Well, boys and girls, that is the very end of our show for today. I hope you had a lot of fun reading Clifford the Big Red Dog books with us and listening to music. And I hope you join us next week where we'll be reading all about something new. So if you enjoyed these books and music, make sure to check out your local library. They have a ton of books about a ton of things just waiting for you to check them out. I'm Danny, and I will see you guys next week.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time. At story time.